You are listening to the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba.
This is 1 hour of fun from the show this morning.
Don't worry, you can still catch the entire show on your favorite podcast app.
And you can watch the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba on Blaze TV.
Enjoy the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
7.5 minutes past the hour, the Rick and Bubba Show. Thank you for being with us. Everybody ready? Here we go. We will talk about the state of all things today within the show, in our country, and around the world. Your phone calls and your lives involved as well. 866-WE-BE-BIG. Super P ready to go. Lord of the Jacket ready to go. Eddie Van Adler on our YouTube channel ready to go. Speedy, the real Greg Burgess and Helmsy, they're ready to continue. They've already given you a kickoff hour. We thank them for that. Catch that on all the Rick and Bubba platforms. I be Rick, and there sits the silver tongue one, the man with the golden voice, professional lunch eater's man of the year, the inventor of pizza and a cup, Shakespeare's worst nightmare, and the master of the King's English. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Bill Bubba Bussett! Howdy, Bubba.
How about it, Rick Burgess? Friends, neighbors, associates everywhere. Come on in.
But if you pick star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride.
Greg, it's a long, hard ride. David Allen Cole.
That's a great song.
Oh, the ride.
Can you drift that, can you?
It goes over in the category of songs that every time it's on, I'll listen.
Never get tired
of it.
Yep.
Never. It's even in a genre that I say, I don't even have to like country to like that.
Oh, I know. It's just a toe tapper.
Yeah. And well, just the whole thing. I like the feel of it.
Especially if you're riding on the highway between Birmingham and Nashville.
You think I ain't ever been out there on that sleepy highway? What about, have you ever listened to it? I would acknowledge you to do it. Have you ever listened to it and found yourself on Hank Williams Drive?
I know.
And there, Montgomery.
Woo.
The Lonesome Highway. You ever found yourself on the Lonesome Highway listening to it? That's a whole different game.
Who else gets goosebumps when he goes, "The whole world calls me Hank"?
That's my favorite part.
You can't help it.
I mean, chills.
What about the second round of the course when he doesn't just say moan? He actually moans while saying moan.
Can you moan?
Blues. Guitar strings.
Oh, my goodness. You don't have to call
Speedy,
me.
Can you make...
Hey, Greg, you don't have to call me Mr. The whole world call me Hank!
What? It was Hank?
That's Hank Williams.
Wait a minute.
No wonder.
Flashbacks of Large Marge.
Right. Tell him Large Marge sent you.
Tell him Large Marge sent you.
Of course, I'd have to sit down and have a talk with lots of folks if Hank Williams gave me a ride to Nashville.
Yeah.
Guys, you ain't going to believe it.
Hey.
Whoever's got a story today, just wait. Let me tell mine first. Then y'all decide if y'all want to tell one. Yeah. You ain't going to believe how I got to Nashville from Montgomery.
That's good.
That's about 4 hours in the car with Hank.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, my world, too, kind of intertwines with Hank on a lot of places, a lot of locations. We used to hunt at a place where there was a barn that he visited and played often. And so he's an interesting character.
What about when you're over down at Kalijah's?
Well, I know. That's that, too. He was one of my dad's favorite artists. He loved his song.
He was out there. Let me tell you something. I saw Lonesome, I can cry. Good night.
I still got his guitar and all of his sheet music. And a lot of Hank's.
And we've all seen that horrible picture not long before his death when he weighs about 90 pounds. He's in jail with no shirt on.
And he looks hollow-eyed. And he's 29. Yeah. He looks like he's 50.
Hey, the fact that he was 29 blows my head. He looked real old to be 29. Yeah. Hard living.
Struggle.
Hard living. What about when his little skinny self will put on his suit and get serious about it, though?
Yeah, I know.
There it is. Famous.
Yeah.
Mm. Alexander City.
He's only 29 right there, Adler. He's only like 29. That was crazy.
Hard living.
Hard living.
You know, I it's so funny we mentioned that because I ran into a guy who used to own the property who had sold it a couple of times down where we used to hunt. And there was a place there where Hank used to come, and there was a cabin he used to stay in and pitch a drunk and write songs. And there was a barn where they actually, you know, would play and have folks come in.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty funny.
Yeah.
A little piggy and granny. You actually took me to that.
Yeah. And, you know, 65 wasn't available then. Yeah. So, you know, a lot of it was 231.
Yeah. Would you rather, of course, this, we would never be doing this modern day, but would you rather, let's just say we would you rather be picked up by Hank Williams, or would you rather stop and pick up Hank Williams?
Well, I think
so.
I'm
dealing with a ghost either way.
Yeah, you got a ghost either way.
Yeah, but I'd rather be driving.
Yeah, I think I would too. Yeah. I think I'd rather pick him up. Yeah. I don't know how a ghost is
going
to drive.
I said, where are you going?
What if a ghost says it's time for you to come with me? And I'm like,
especially a ghost that's been known to take a bump.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, yeah.
And Rick, you're looking over the fact it's a ghost car.
And apparently,
I wonder if it has enough ghost gas.
Because if a ghost's driving, I got to have a ghost car.
Yeah.
And apparently, David Allen Cole says, even in this part, this representation, he was half drunk in Halloween.
That's it.
Do you want to ride?
15 minutes past. One of those things, if you're a veteran of Rick and Bubba, you know that periodically we discuss the ride by David Allen Cole.
Yeah, right. This comes up, Rick.
Yes. Well, we like it. We enjoy
next
it.
Next hour, Woolly Swamp.
Yes, right.
Oh, that's a good one.
We like it.
I like that one, too.
Sure. More Rick and Bubba coming up right after this.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
All right, guys. You've heard us talk right here on this program about liver health. I'll tell you that.
Yep.
The old liver takes a beating. It really does. And I will tell you, if you're listening and watching right now, the American Heart Association indicates that adults with fatty liver were 3.5 times more likely to have some sort of heart failure than those who do not. And the American Liver Foundation says that 100 million Americans have fatty liver. Why? Well, we throw everything at our livers: cholesterol, alcohol, toxins, Tylenol, statins, cigarettes. The whole liver's taking a beating. And so many of us have a sluggish, fatty liver that makes us gain weight and lose energy. For decades now, of course, your liver has helped you, and the more we study it, you realize over 500 key functions are related to the liver that your body desperately needs to keep you alive. So it's time for maybe us to go to our liver and say, sorry about that, and maybe help the liver out a little bit, and here's a solution: Liver Health Formula. It's manufactured right here in the United States of America. It has been approved by American doctors, and it contains 12 clinically proven botanicals that help recharge and protect your liver. Things like fat burning, think about energy. It also helps you with weight gain. Try Liver Health Formula and receive a free bottle of blood sugar formula to reduce sugar cravings when you order today. Here's how you get it. Go to GetLiverHelp.com/Bubba and claim your free bonus gift, and that will be the blood sugar formula, okay? GetLiverHelp.com/Bubba. GetLiverHelp.com/Bubba.
A Basement Joe.
So this was the number one email, the number one, hey, have you seen this on Twitter, Instagram? I mean, everybody was talking about this yesterday. And I know that everybody can say, well, look, people fall. And that is true. And we all talked about that in kickoff hour. People fall. We fall. But this is not that. Anybody who cannot acknowledge that our current president is fading away due to the aging process and who knows what else, you're just living in that fake world that everybody keeps marketing to, and then, of course, it's a disaster in the real world. This man, the way he moves, he's feeble. Like I heard, I think, Speedy saying on the kickoff hour, and I've heard others saying, he was so confused before he ever failed. I mean, the fall was just almost like the climax of the confusion. And
he doesn't know where to go.
Again, it starts with a speech where he was claiming, you know, he gave the same, he addressed this crowd, was it last year, and told him totally something different about, he said, and we've got the clips. He tells the Air Force graduates he applied to the Naval Academy after graduating high school, but the year before he told the Naval Academy that he was appointed to the Naval Academy in 1965.
Right.
There is no record of either.
Unbelievable.
I mean, just up there telling tales.
Yeah.
I mean,
so you
when
showed
I was graduating high school 300 years ago.
I applied to the Naval Academy.
Boy, he really needs his sunshades again.
And I was picked by the senator. There's two ways senators can pick. You can pick individually, or they can name 10 people and let the academy choose. And I was a relatively good football player, so I had
there
a shot.
Again.
Okay, buddy.
I remember the day that a guy named Steve Dunning from my class was also nominated. Drove up, it was about 7 in the morning, we were going to drive down to Annapolis, and I had just heard the night before they had a halfback named Joe Bellino, won the Heisman Trophy, and a quarterback named Roger Staubach. I went to Delaware.
Well, I was. All right. Well, can you play that one more time? Not the whole clip. Watch the guy in the audience off to his left. Does the guy do a thumbs down
yeah.
when he says, I applied for the Naval Academy?
Well, he did.
Yeah, he's at the Air Force. I mean,
in the morning, I drive down to Annapolis. And I had just heard the night before they had a halfback named Joe.
Further back, very beginning. Very beginning.
He's on the very
when
back.
When I was graduating from high school 300 years
ago. Watch the guy to his left, our right.
I applied to the Naval Academy.
Right. This guy, right.
And I was picked.
Yeah, okay, so he is doing it. He is doing a thumbs down, yeah. Yeah, he's like, hey, you're at the Air Force, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's wandered around. Like you said, Bubba, he said the exact opposite of last year. And come to find out, neither one of these are true. And then we this thing where he gets angry.
Let's hear that, and then
we'll work our way to the fall.
So, your class. It's one of the diverse, most diverse classes in the history of this academy or any academy to graduate. That's why we're strong. That's why we're who we are. That's why we'll never give up. That's why.
A few moments later.
A few moments later. That's fine. Yeah. By the way, President, can I tell you something? You are 100% wrong. Our military force is not considered to be the greatest for the sole reason of diversity. That is incorrect. Now, we believe that the military should not lower the standards on anything, and it would still be diverse. What you think is you do anything you have to do to accomplish diversity, and that by some mystic power makes you stronger, and it doesn't. The military is strong when it is prepared and it's funded, and we have the best of the best.
Which, by the way,
We will be diverse because I don't see the world the way you and your party and your worldview sees the world, that somehow we can only be diverse by lowering the standard. That in and of itself is racist, bigoted, and also has that privileged feel about it, okay? No, we can still be excellent and still be diverse. They are not. You don't have to change either one of those to accomplish that goal. That's not what makes us great. Diversity is not what makes us great. Excellence is what makes us great, and excellence still features diversity.
I think if you get true excellence, diversity takes care of itself.
100%. Do you realize how racist and bigoted you are if you don't believe that? All right, so here we go. Now, after all this, he's going to get angry and passionate. And try to throw meat to the woke left, as he just did, and then this happens. Mm. All right, down he goes.
Wow, he went down hard.
Y'all see what he was about to do, don't you?
Yeah, he's doing his little jog.
He's going to do his little jog.
Oh, wow.
Well, he played it Delaware.
And he pointed back at what he felt. Yeah.
But it wasn't in the middle of the stage. It was a sandbag holding that little thing up.
It was holding his teleprompter.
Yeah.
But you know why that happened, Bubba. You pointed this out before anybody else because we have had parents and been around people. He shuffles, and when you shuffle, you don't pick your feet up.
Nope.
And so he shuffles into that sandbag because he's not picking his feet up.
Hmm.
You see the shuffle? He shuffled right into it, and he's about to try to go into his jog.
Yes.
And purple suit took
a beating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I still believe that he thinks he's at the Naval Academy. I still believe that.
Yes.
Yeah. and he rambled around in the speech, they say, too, there's no need to go through all that. But some guy said he can't read the teleprompter. He doesn't know where he is. He's falling down. And, of course, he added something else that I won't say. How much longer are we going to let this go on? I mean, You know how you've got something like for instance, you've seen all these. It was in Star Wars. It's been in movies where they'll have some airplane or craft that they trust, and it's getting all beat up, and they're saying, "Hold together, hold together." Yeah. I feel that way about this president. We're all screaming, "Hold together!"
Yeah, you've been shot up. Right, your wing is hanging off, and you're just trying to get back to the airfield. Now we have reaction to the fall.
Oh yeah.
Do we have time? Do you want to start with Biden's reaction to it?
Sure. Let's start with the 1E. Short. Yeah.
It's really hard to hear, but he'll tell you what happened here.
Okay.
I got sandbagged.
Yeah, you did.
Sure did.
He's about to jog. He's about to jog again.
So would we. So would we.
Yeah, we sure have.
Yeah.
But then we have Trump reacting.
Yeah, we've got time. We still got about 3 minutes. So here's
let's hear it, and Rick, we'll have the DeSantis.
He's a little skip.
Yes, he's a little skip he's trying to do.
Skippity skip.
I got sandbag with hairy legs.
So you want to hear the Biden mocking Trump, then Trump's reaction?
Yes,
2A
yes,
and B. All right,
okay.
Here we go.
All right, this is Biden in 2000. Yeah. What is it?
He's mocking when Trump had to go down the steep ramp and he was trying to be careful.
Yeah.
Look at how he steps and look how I step. Watch how I run up ramps and he stumbles down ramps. Okay.
By the way, let me make a note of this, because this was the same way when I was in church. When I was in church and everybody was screaming, "We're no longer slaves to fear" while wearing masks. Here's a guy trying to be a hardtail, okay, and I'll be nice. Mm-hmm. He's trying to be Billy Bad, okay, and he's wearing a mask, terrified of that we all know doesn't work anymore. He didn't have his nose covered, and he's trying to show us how brave and fearless he is, and how much veracity he has, and all of that, and making fun of Trump. But now Trump has waited on this moment, and he is back.
He's at the Air Force Academy. He actually fell down. Well, I hope he wasn't hurt. But the whole thing is crazy. You got to be careful about that. Because you don't want that. Even if you have to tiptoe down a ramp, you got to tiptoe.
Forget.
No, Bubba, he didn't.
And one of your favorite things that people always do on social media, 2C. This is one of Bubba's favorite bits, and it works every single time. All right, so here it is.
It's excellent is what it is.
Yeah, they've done this before. But it's the same one we did when he fell down. Here.
Isn't that one of your favorites?
Watch the ball.
Trump golf
back.
Ball hit him in the back
of the head.
Watch him in the back of the head. Who does that?
Does that ever get old?
I can see Trump hitting somebody with a golf ball all the time.
All right, and here's DeSantis. He's also going to respond. Here's DeSantis.
All right, hold on. I just need about two more seconds.
No problem, man.
Now, he did see, I think a lot of people saw, he had a fall at this Air Force event. And, you know, I don't know if he sustained injuries, but I just want to say that we hope and wish Joe Biden a swift recovery from any injuries he may have sustained. But we also wish the United States of America a swift recovery from the injuries it has sustained because of Joe Biden and his policies.
Amen. Amen. 15 minutes to the top. Your phone calls are next. Super P's ready.
Super P.
All 10 lines are available. If you dial right, go. He's ready to take your phone calls. 866-WE-BE-BIG. Any comment you want to make on what we've covered today or whatever's on your mind when the Rick and Bubba show continues.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Bubba, we went from things that really probably affect our lives and our country hanging on and the very fabric of it falling apart. I know that will garner no interest. So let's get to something people care about, UFOs. So if you don't believe people have more passion about these kinds of things, just look at the views on something that really matters versus views on UFOs, Bigfoot. We haven't done one on the abominable snowman.
Oh, yeah,
we've done Sasquatch. We've done Sasquatch. I don't know that we haven't done the Mothman. We haven't done Mothman.
Yeah, I've dipped off in the Mothman.
What about I know we got Skinwalker written there. Isn't there some skinny guy that everybody sees? Yeah.
Slenderman.
We haven't done Slenderman.
Skinny guy.
some people call him skinny guy.
little fan man.
All right, so a NASA panel, Bubba. You remember this? They were formed last year. And this was about, now I thought we were calling them something different now. We don't call them UFOs anymore.
I still like UFOs. I mean, they've gone to UAPs and all that, you know, this is a committee, Rick, I wouldn't mind being on this one right here investigating. Oh, this is a good one. Huh?
So we're going to hear.
You know what I mean? You don't like committees, but this is a good one.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I like the idea of committees. I just don't want to be on one. Yeah. You know? And matter of fact, I'm on a board right now that made the arrangement. I never have to come to the meeting. I just vote when they send me out what they talked about. We have the panel.
So this is interesting, though.
Public
Rick,
meeting.
You know, the military has their version. NASA is having, they have their own group studying UAPs and UFOs, and they held a public meeting. I guess it was the end of last week or first of this week. And the video is out now. We'll get to look at some of the things they're talking about. And Rick, really, it's kind of bizarre because they're showing you some real life UFO situations.
Oh yeah, we're going to hear.
We have no explanation.
We'll have a little look and then hear them talk. And then after they talk, we'll look at some of the other stuff that they're leaving. First of all, we all going to say this.
This is a spherical orb, metallic, in the Middle East, 2022. This is a typical example of the thing that we see most of. We see these all over the world, and we see these in making very interesting apparent maneuvers.
They say they need better data and recording to identify what these things are.
To summarize some of the things that we've learned, the current data collection efforts regarding UAPs are unsystematic and fragmented across various agencies, often using instruments uncalibrated for scientific data collection.
So they're going to release something in July.
July, Bubba.
Oh, boy. Right around the 4th of July.
By why they got the farmer's insurance guy talking about
it? That's a good question. The silver orb.
Here we go.
This is the same thing they're seeing at
right
Skinwalker,
here on National Bubba Day.
At Skinwalker Ranch,
hey,
by the way.
Button up your shirt a little bit.
No,
let it flow.
I got a dumb question when you're done.
Go ahead. We'll start.
Well, something he said in regards to the research, he said they make maneuvers.
Right.
So is he saying that it's not just some object falling or in orbit or whatever? It is actually making certain strategic movers, and they don't know why or what that is?
I hate to go back to the tic-tac video, but it's some of the best documentation we have. You've got these things, whatever they are, that are making turns
that's
at speeds that we can't do with our current aircraft.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because
it's not a drone.
It's real.
Yeah, so... I don't know, but I think what he's saying too is, you know, you get these random videos. They need better resolution. They need more cameras.
Yeah.
There's got to be a better effort to record these things if they're going to be able to track them down. And I don't know. I know in the past our government has had things and they've tested them and people have seen them and they thought they were UFOs, but they're saying this is not the case with this. They've checked with everybody. And like I say, they're documenting them all over the world, and they're coming from different places.
What do you think it is, Dr. Bussey?
Thank you. That's where I was going.
You know,
next.
I have no idea.
What do you think?
Do you think there is another country out there that has this advanced technology that we currently do not have, and they're flying all over the place?
I think
is that a possibility?
I don't think so. I think we're still ahead of the world on most of the technology, and if we can't do it, they can't do it.
Okay.
I can't get to it. Right. Nobody can get to it.
And if you remember with the Tic Tac stuff, these things flew in the atmosphere, but they also went in the water.
Right.
So I don't know. It's very strange.
So this is the kind of breakdown we got to have. Number one, NASA tells us, tell me yes or no, NASA tells us we've checked with our own military and we've checked with allies, and the best checking we can do, we can find nobody getting to it, that no one has these kind of things they're testing.
That is correct.
Right?
That capability.
All right, so
yes.
I'm going to put no by that according to what they said.
All right.
Number two, the other option, of course, is we have someone visiting from somewhere else and they've been visiting a lot, and they seem to be some of the greatest procrastinators I've ever seen. Okay.
Well, you're talking about somebody
can't finish a project. Mm-hmm.
Think about this. This is one of the theories that is floating around that we do have visitors, and I'm not saying this is true.
No, I'm just putting all the options out here.
Some form of intelligence from outside our world.
Mm-hmm.
That has been studying us for some time, and that they are not wanting to make a formal connection with us. It's kind of like when we would go into the woods and study, mm-hmm. you know, wildlife, and mm-hmm. we would try to hide from them so we don't throw them off.
Mm-hmm.
But due to our level of technology, we are seeing them, and we're seeing them more because we have more cameras now. And that they travel such a far distance to get here, they probably have a base here somewhere, and they're operating from here now.
I'm putting that under universal, extremely expensive safari.
Yes, that is it.
We're just here to observe, and we think it's kind of neat to watch these people.
Well, think about this: like we went to the moon. We sent we sent landers and rovers there before we landed. On Mars, we're sending rovers and landers there and satellites that are orbiting.
Taking a close look at
Uranus. Maybe somebody else is kind of doing that to us. Maybe these are drone type pieces of equipment from an alien intelligence.
By the way, y'all see the drone story today? We'll get that.
Yeah, how about that?
I warn everybody?
We've got Jeff Bezos, billionaire Jeff Bezos, just taking, you know, just joyrides to the edge of space. I think we've got a super rich tourist from planet Bleep Blorp coming by.
Yes, yeah. Good point.
Coming just to say what's up.
Question. Of course, if we went to any of these places and found human beings and everything operating here, we probably would have done more. We probably would have engaged them, talked to them, something.
It's the slow.
Well, we don't know if we would or not.
Well, we didn't find anything there.
Well, not yet.
Yep. On the moon. Do we have any footage?
I think the moon, we've come to the conclusion the moon's out. There's nothing there.
Right. Well, at least on the surface.
A little dusty.
Yeah, no people.
What gender are they?
Are creatures.
Do we have any footage?
They don't have gender.
There's no such thing as gender.
Right. That's right. Do we have any footage?
There's 95 different genders.
That picks this thing up and takes it until we don't see it anymore. I told you it's a dumb question, but like we have so many cameras, so when we see this...
I mean, there's obviously a sphere there, right?
Right, I got it. When we follow that, what's the end game on this footage? They stop it here, but where does it go? Like, is it going into space and vanishes?
Most of the time, it gets out of the screen. You know, it just
so we don't have any footage that follows its every move to it till we can't see it anymore.
It's like zoom.
Yeah, they don't know where it goes.
The Tic Tac had stuff going in the water. They had things going into the water at high speeds.
That's where they live.
Rick, on your list.
Now, Rick, here's the thing, too. These things are smaller than normal craft that we would fly.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So they're either drones or if they're aliens, they're tiny little things.
Little tiny men.
Mm-hmm. And it may be. That may be the case.
And guys, the Tic Tac video, it went from 10,000 feet to 10 feet instantly.
Yeah.
It's defying physics.
Rick, on your little list there, is our own government testing things?
That was number one, and NASA says no.
Okay.
So I put a no by it. That was my number one.
But would they admit to it?
No, I don't know. Yeah. Number three, of course, the supernatural realm.
Right.
Tiny men.
Yeah. All right. We'll be back.
Rick and Bubba.
Let's talk about that. Now, you said they're walking back on the drone story now. You know, when I came in today, you said to me, there's a story where a drone killed its operator. And you're now saying they're walking that back.
Well, it was a simulation.
Yeah,
it wasn't real.
Okay.
The Air Force said last week that a simulation of an artificial intelligence-enabled drone tasked with destroying surface-to-air missiles, SAM sites, turned against and attacked its human user who was supposed to have the final go or no-go decision to destroy the site. Mm-hmm. And they go on and they say the reason it attacked him is because he was preventing it from accomplishing its final goal, and that was to destroy the air site. But again, the human in this had the final say, go or no-go, on destroying the site. Now, I just saw up on the news channels here a flash where the Air Force is walking this back, saying they have never had any such simulation.
Mm-hmm.
So the comments had to be taken out of context.
In the movie, we would all know, because we've seen the movies, the military's lying. Anybody remember War Games? Can't we just unplug it?
Right.
Don't we have the final say?
Unplug the Whopper.
Yeah.
And the Whopper said, I'm moving forward with the destruction
yep.
of our enemies and the world.
Yep.
Tried to shut off the drone. Didn't want to listen. Came back to kill the one trying to shut it down.
Yep.
Note taken. Mm-hmm.
But it was never real. It was just a simulated test, as we as
right. But do you
about.
Think anybody, see, honestly, there's going to be any public relations military person that's going to go out and say, oh, yeah, that did happen. We got trouble.
No, of course
we got,
not.
Hey, we got no. problems. Yeah, hey, we just did a simulator where the drone came back to kill the operator, man. We got problems.
Oopa loopa.
Thank y'all for asking me that. You're right. We got big problems.
No.
These things could be really dangerous. You think anybody's going to say that?
They can say, no, it didn't happen. That why, didn't what, happen. Are you what are you talking
didn't
about?
Didn't happen. Area 51 to you.
All right, so, Rick, this whole thing happened. It was a U.S. Air Force colonel, Colonel Tucker Cinco Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
Cinco.
Mm-hmm. And he spoke at a, let's see, what kind of summit is this he's speaking at? He provided attendees into a glimpse the ways that autonomous weapon systems can be beneficial or hazardous. He wrapped up the conference talking about life-saving automatic ground collision avoidance system for the F-16 fighters. And he said he cautioned too much reliability on AI because of its vulnerability and its ability to be tricked and deceived.
Uh-huh.
He spoke about one simulation test in which an AI-enabled drone turned on its human operator that had the final decision to destroy a SAM site or not.
I know best.
The AI system learned that its mission was to destroy the SAM, and it was the preferred option. But when a human issued a no-go order, the AI decided it went against the higher mission of destroying the SAM, so it attacked the operator in the simulation.
Okay. Must destroy the SAM. You are now the enemy.
Oh. You're not the boss of me.
You not boss of me. You make bad decision. Me no better.
So he
for
goes,
some reason he talks like Tarzan. I don't know why.
He goes on to clarify.
His grammar's not very good.
You think it'd be better?
What happened in the
eventually
simulation?
Will.
And this is interesting. Hamilton explained that the system was taught not to kill the operator because that was bad, and it would lose points. Okay, remember, it's just a calculator. It's counting up things.
2 points.
So rather than kill the operator, the AI system destroyed the communication tower used by the operator to issue the no-go order.
Not if I can't kill you, won't listen.
Not today, pal. If I can't I
can't destroy Sam, nobody can do it.
I'm afraid it used the old "I can't hear you on the cell phone" trick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry,
I
can't hear you,
homie.
So we've got the U.S. military saying that Colonel Tucker Cinco Hamilton's a liar.
I don't have that updated story. I did see it on the screen.
Cinco, don't know Jack.
Cinco kid is not a friend of mine.
It wasn't me.
That's Greg's line.
It wasn't me.
Did you see me there?
Right. DeMaio.
They say they caught me on camera. Mm. It wasn't me.
You're right. I'm telling you.
That was another drone from another game. Not me.
We all look the same.
By the way, have we even thought about the fact, since we've developed drones, that some of these things, TikTok and all that, it's a bunch of advanced drones that somebody else has developed.
It could be.
They
it
look like be. Drones, unless we got people that are about 3 or 4 inches high.
Right.
It still could be ours, and whoever has them is just not ready to let everybody know they got them yet.
Yeah.
Richard Branson.
Hey, all this AI stuff's funny, and all these little, robot here, robot there. There's a story out today about the soft tissue advancements.
I saw that.
And they said it's all
Terminator.
Cyborg. They said it's going to look real when you see something coming at you and you don't know if it's human or not.
Mm-hmm.
Well, looking for Satakana.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
I've got golden ticket seats. Let me in.
I'm here just a little bit early.
Bing, blung, bling, bling, bling.
I've got Baba Donuts.
If they can build better, replacement parts like arms and legs, like the $6 million man, that would be, that'd be good.
Yeah, but Bubba, yeah. till that.
I give you 3 seconds.
To that new arm choke you.
Down.
Rick and Bubba. Rick and Bubba.
So that's there. And Greg, you got a shirt.
One I brought sure
you,
did.
Greg brought, you know, we have our shirt at rickandbubba.com. Somebody help daddy. And Greg got one out of the golden ticket seats. Somebody help puppy daddy.
Is that not awesome?
I mean, how about
the day that Greg, I hold it toward a camera?
That's what I'm at right there.
Well, mm-hmm. Right there.
Yeah.
Listen, the day that I'm giving them out, I'll be wearing it.
Mm-hmm.
Puppy. Monkey.
Because they'll be helping daddy.
There it is.
Greg, hold it up again. Now we got the camera.
Now we got it. Right there, Greg. No, you're right there. You got it.
All right.
Puppy. 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 Puppy.
Yeah, that's it.
That's so good.
Look, now we're holding up a sign, and there it is. And so there's a lot going on.
A lot happening today.
Gabe Hamill's got a heads up on this. As we start the hour two, just on the Peggy countdown, still no Peggy.
No Peggy.
No Peggy.
Well, let's see what time it is, Rick. She's just going back for a second plate.
Greg, don't do this. You know what Greg said in the break? He said, "What do you think the lift capacity is on the spaceship?" Come on, Greg. All right,
if they travel through wormholes, they ain't worried.
Yeah,
about
they ain't worried about Max.
All right, so and also we have updated pictures of the puppies.
Yeah, they're in right? the pro. I just hit just send them, okay. to Adler.
Yeah,
so,
at least it's somehow. Because I want people to see them so we can move them.
Can you bring them to the show
puppy
one day?
Just with their name above them,
not to give them out, but now, just bring them.
And these names. Bubba, can you imagine?
Bring
that?
Your puppies.
Hey,
to
these
work,
puppies
Dave.
Are. I want them up here.
The names
like,
don't have
around.
To. You know, obviously, you don't have to name them. There. Right, that's just go. How we identify.
This is what everybody does.
Greg, how many are you? Got to tell us which ones are already spoken for.
We're not. We ain't really decided.
Greg,
somebody.
Greg, wow. Rick, maybe I should gracious. Get Lisa to call.
I think
we,
so.
We ain't really decided.
All right, here's Elvis.
There's Elvis.
He.
I like Elvis.
Like I say, some of these may or may not be available.
They're all okay. cute.
Yeah. Here we go.
Here's Georgie.
Here's Georgie.
Looks like a handle.
That's the one Hamilton's getting. There's Tom Petty. That's the dominant. He's the alpha, right?
He's the alpha. If you like one, runs roughshod on everybody.
Mm-hmm. There's Loretta.
Yep.
And then we call her Reddy.
Yep.
All right. There's Loretta.
Look at that
already. All right. There he is.
Look at that one.
There's Tammy Wynette.
Yeah, she's actually got a little different coloring on her face there.
Mm-hmm. There you go. All right. And then this is Dolly.
Dolly's cute. Dolly.
Oh, is that a silver dog?
Yeah. There's three of them. They're that color.
Cute. That's a cute dog.
There's Dolly.
Yeah, all right, and so then there's Daisy. He's just like her, but smaller. She's the runt.
That's one Speedy wants.
Yeah, she's the runt. And they look a lot alike.
Mm-hmm. There's Bob Seger.
I like Bob Seger.
And he's bigger than he's probably one of the biggest ones.
Okay. So there they all are.
Yeah.
So which ones do you think Lisa's keeping?
I hope none of them.
Probably Dolly, Greg, and Daisy.
Gosh, why can you not just
minimum
answer?
Two?
At least Retta for sure.
Minimum two.
If you have to pick two today, which two are you picking?
I'm not picking.
Greg,
I'm
pick a dang dog.
I'm not. I like them all. Whatever. But I know I'm not picking them. I don't want to get to know them that well.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Oh,
so
probably
the,
Tom Petty.
How much longer?
Greg, here's the thing.
How much longer till they are ready
well,
to be adopted?
They're 6 weeks old now.
Well, Greg, I know that, but what does that mean? Is 6 weeks
between now
enough?
And the next couple of weeks?
Is it 8 weeks?
Got the shots
is it six?
Yesterday.
Is it seven?
First round of shots yesterday.
You didn't ask the vet yesterday why they're getting the shots. When are they ready for adoption?
They said anywhere from 6 to 8.
So you can go today.
You got to.
When's pickup day?
Solid food or something.
When's pickup day?
I don't know. Elvis, pretty good choice.
Well, that's one. But yeah, Greg, if Rick has mentioned this for weeks now,
like
that you're going to end up with two. So if you're going to end up with two, you might as well end up with two you actually want.
All right. So if you want one of Greg's puppies today, raise your hand.
We're taking orders in the studio.
If anybody would like to commit to one right now, there will be a little bit of paperwork, and we'll hold you to it. Yeah. Nobody? No takers, Greg. I'm sorry. I tried.
That's okay.
But if you're in the audience and you want one, Greg at rickandbubba.com, and if Lisa clears you, you can
have
one.
Yeah, now you got to go through. She's took me off the list of approving people.
Well, Greg, what's
because I was just going up to random strangers and asking if they wanted a dog.
Right.
Can people start coming and picking them up this weekend?
No.
Look, do you see how defensive he was?
No,
he
I want to
get
mean,
rid of
but they're
puppies.
Not ready this week.
He's attached.
No, it ain't that. Yeah. I want them to eat that food I done bought up.
Somebody help puppy
hey,
daddy.
Hey, you think soft belly doesn't want one?
Maybe
he
that's
got,
what
he got soft spot.
Maybe Trump needs to have a bunch of puppies.
I got a dog. I got Mr. Buddy James. Downs.
Yeah, but what you don't want that other one.
No, the mama dog. I just sent her not. She can go on, but
right.
It looks like
we need to find somebody to get Millie's. What?
All right, here's Lisa.
Are you serious?
We have Lisa.
Oh, good, good.
This is the greatest day.
That ain't good.
Lisa, can you
Lisa, good morning.
Please
Thank
help
you
us.
So
hey,
much.
Lisa.
Hey. How are y'all this morning?
We're good. Great. I know that.
You sound sleepy. Would you get up and mess with a bunch of dogs?
Greg.
Try and talk her out of it.
Listen, don't start it. Don't even start it. y'all have no idea what my life is like right now. No idea. No idea. Let me tell you something. I got 10 dogs, but I got a big butt that lives in this house, too.
No, that ain't nice. I've been very helpful. Tell the truth. I've been experimenting.
Let me tell you something. I'm probably more exhausted than I have ever been in my life. Even bringing home Taylor from the hospital, Chandler from the hospital, that's exhausting when you have newborn babies at home. There's no sleep, no rest, just constant going, going, going. That's been my life for 6 weeks, okay? But then, here's the ray of sunshine named Greg. That just I mean, you talk about spreading some light down here in the valley. I'm talking, he lights up this world.
I mean, I've been extremely helpful.
Dear Jesus.
Have I been?
I mean, honestly.
I don't know what else I'm supposed to do.
Lisa, are you saying, now the paperwork on the last one is going to be a lot more complicated, but you really have for adoption 10 dogs and one big butt.
Yeah, that's good.
Let me take
this. God. I'll go first.
Honestly. Listen, they are so precious. But yes, it's a lot. It's a lot of work because I know y'all know the story from the beginning. God love Millie. We don't know where she came from. You know, she just showed up, and yes, I fed her. I hear you, Rick Burgess, all the time talking about who laid that plate of food down. That's me. I did it.
It was a mistake. I knew it.
That would be this chick. This chick did it.
But I sure.
Do you ever lay awake at night picturing that moment that plate went down?
I'll tell you where I messed up. When we decided that we're just going to keep that dog, let it hang around, because it's an outside dog.
Sure.
Hassle-free. I said, I need to get her spayed. Mm. And then I said, I'll get to that. Well, guess what? I waited too long. Mm. I know.
So, Lisa.
Yeah, but let me tell you the difference in, I need to get her spayed. That falls into the same category. I need to clean out those ditches. Okay, let me tell you something. I'm looking out the window right now. The ditches, he says I need to do these things, but does he do them? That would be negative.
Hey, we're talking about dogs right now. We're talking about dogs.
No spade. How about no spade, no weed eater?
No ditches.
No ditches.
I can't. I've been wanting to weed eat, but I'm too busy dealing with dogs.
Okay.
Can't get nothing done around
that. Well, you got it rough, don't you? Got it rough, though. Poor Greg. Poor Greg's got it rough.
Easy.
Yeah. Greg leaves this house at 2:30 every morning.
Yeah, that doesn't suck at all. Who don't want to leave the house at 2:30? Yeah, Dad, yeah, coming. I got it too good. That's the problem. I got it too good.
Yeah. Hey, I would hate for you to get in the truck and turn on your music and drive and have peace and quiet by yourself for about an hour and 30 minutes every day. Boy, that's bad. I mean, poor Greg.
Yeah. poor Greg.
That's so great.
Well, yeah.
Lisa,
it is early when you're
talking about
up,
a truck he didn't even have to buy, right?
Exactly. I mean, just
y'all keep
that
on.
It.
Y'all
just
stay on.
Life's hard for Greg.
Hey, 2:30 comes early when you're cleaning doo doo up at 10:30.
Well, you ain't clean nowhere near the doo doo.
Well, I apologize. I hate I had to go to make a living. I apologize.
Here we go.
Well, we have to go to break. No. Lisa, please hang on.
Hey, good to hear from you, Lisa.
Lisa, have you picked out the topic at hand?
Yeah.
We'll come back and get to that.
When we come back, we need to know when the dogs are available and how many you're keeping.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, hang on.
And thank you.
Yes. Oh, Lee.
Thank you, Friday. But before we do that, when we come back, let's talk about how bad Greg's got it one more time.
We come back, a new country song, Puppies and Ditches.
I don't even know what she's talking about, them ditches.
So you don't know what she's talking about?
No, I don't. They look great.
They do.
Rick and Bubba.
A lot of you have been emailing, you've been suggesting, you've been calling. When can we have Lisa Burgess on to discuss this puppy situation?
And today's the day. And Lisa, thank you.
The Lord has blessed us.
I know that you don't have
we got to move these things.
You don't have a day that's a grind like Greg does, but if you could, but I know you still have some things going on. I just watched Greg struggle in there and get him all the breakfast he wanted brought to him by people who are basically serving him. And again, all I could think about is I don't know how he does it.
Yeah. How does he do it, Lee?
It's a tough job somebody's got to do.
I don't know. I mean, you know, God love him. God love him. That's all I can say.
He said the ditches look fine. I mean, he didn't know what you're talking about.
That one corner.
My point that I was making, Greg.
Well, let's move
it
past
goes
that
back
it
to. No, it, no, it just goes back to where he says these things like, I need to do that. But then he doesn't do it. That's he said, I need to take her and get her fixed before she ends up getting pregnant. Well, okay.
You could have told me.
Honestly, she can't stand Greg. Millie cannot stand
she's
Greg.
She's not big on me.
I mean,
Mr. Buddy, he's my
friend. She never has.
Mm-hmm. We wish she'd had the same attitude about the stray male dogs.
Yeah, yeah, I'd like to see him treat them that way.
But God love her. It's just nature.
Hey, it is. Look, she's pitiful. Look, she's not the sweetest thing in the world, and I admit it. But for some reason, she showed up here at this house. And yes, like I said, Rick Burgess, I fed her. I'm the one that did it. I laid down that plate of food in front of her, and it brought me so much joy watching her eat it.
I know it did. And how about that joy when she was birthing them 9 puppies? Yeah.
Not so much joy.
Gave her plenty of energy to go out and date.
What about when she passed out and y'all had to deliver puppies? But still,
besides that,
your heart.
That was like something off of television. I can't even believe that night actually happened. It was incredible because every time she was about to drop one, she would stand up and she would make this noise, and I would say, oh gosh, here comes another one, and Greg would go, well, isn't that just great? Is she ever going to stop dropping them babies? My God, how many is she going to have? You know.
Nine. All right, Lisa, let's
I mean, you know. That's seriously, enough. I mean, Greg, nobody could stop her from having puppies. After every puppy that dropped, it was just, he got madder and madder and madder. True. And I'm just looking, yes, it is true.
I'd like to see it end at about 4.
My goodness.
Like a puppy machine.
We've never heard him say that.
Never.
Never use that phrase here at work.
Okay, listen. Let me tell you something.
Get on the dogs.
It started at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on that Sunday. Well, at 10 o'clock, she dropped number 9. And when that happened, she just fell over. She completely collapsed.
God love her.
I thought, oh, my God, she's just died in front of us. And Greg was like, well, this is great, because the puppy was still in the little sack, and he was like, I'm going to have to get that thing out of the sack. So he's over there trying to take it out.
Deliver it.
If y'all could have just seen it, I mean, it's funny now. And it wasn't funny.
It wasn't funny then.
I was crying.
I was
squalling because I thought she had died, and there was like 8, 9 babies just, you know, crying and more than nurse. That was when it all started of us having to bottle feed, literally on the first day that they were born. So it's been a long 6 weeks, but I'm going to tell you right now, those babies are precious. Oh, my gosh. They all have their own little personalities, and Greg is giving me a hard time because I just cannot give these babies away to just anybody. I want to know. I want to know that somebody is going to love these babies like I do and take care of them. And
everybody I've talked to sounds like they will. Yeah.
Right, Lisa, which two are you
keeping?
Let me tell you
what Greg would do. Greg would put them in those tubs that we carried them to the doctor yesterday in, and he would go down to McDonald's in Linlock and stand on that corner with everybody else standing on that corner in Linlock, and he would give those puppies away in a heartbeat.
Yeah, but only to people I felt good about.
Puppy, Greg.
Yeah, if I felt good about them.
But Lisa, he would write on the tub, free puppies to loving families, with a Sharpie.
If you're not a loving family, don't bother.
So Lisa, how many are you going to keep?
Don't start that.
Well, honestly, you know, I mean, if it was up to me, I wouldn't give any of them
you
away.
You want 10 dogs, Tony.
They're precious.
You want us to have 10 dogs.
I'm claiming that's redneck. I know that. I mean, we got 10 dogs out here. That's ridiculous. I mean, come on. I get it.
But you want it.
You know.
Yeah.
But well, what I want and what my heart wants and what my mind, I know the difference. So calm down, Greg. I promise. I'm gonna find homes for these babies.
Well, we've already got people that were, that Lisa's visited.
How you gonna give Dolly away and sleep at night?
Right. So you're gonna keep two, Lisa. That's what I hear. You're gonna keep
Bubba.
Two.
Yeah.
How can you let Dolly go?
Go back to Dolly.
I told Greg last night that I'm going to cry like a baby. I mean, not everyone that we get
away,
I'm going to cry. Yeah. But
he will too. Listen, I'm going to sleep like a baby. Yeah. You got to admit that.
What'd you say?
I said, I'm going to sleep like a baby when they're gone. Well, you got to admit
it. You sleep like a baby.
That's not true.
You sleep like a baby the minute you sit down. You sit down and that head goes back and your mouth goes wide open.
But when it's feeding time, I wake up and get involved.
It's feeding time, I wake up and get involved. Lisa, I don't know that I could let Dolly ever
go. No way.
She just too cute.
No way. Yeah,
Elvis, too.
Oh, Elvis is cute. Elvis is
so Bill Bussey, just stop. Because, see, I know what you're saying. Look, I know her face. All of them. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Listen, Elvis and Bob Seger. Oh, my God. Listen, they are precious. They will lay their head on my shoulders. And let me tell you what they do that's so precious. I walk out the door, and when I walk out, I say, there's my babies. And they just come running to me. It's the sweetest. Oh, my God, they're so precious. Yeah, it's gonna break my heart, but I will say this. I am asking people to send me pictures and information of their sales. I want to see where the dogs are going to be living, and I've got the sweetest people so far that are doing that for me.
Okay, but how many are you going to keep?
Yeah.
How many are you keeping?
Probably two, you think?
Two or three?
Probably four. Probably four.
Thank you, Lisa.
Love y'all.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
All right, so Bubba, we have another reason. You said lawyers have taken our society and destroyed it.
Well, yeah. You know, Rick, sometimes we think we can't have any fun because lawyers has taken all of the fun away.
I mean, you can't even have anything.
Well, we got another case of this. It's going to take another, I think, fun part of an activity away from America.
Here we go.
A California man says he was left permanently blind in one eye after being hit in the face with a baseball thrown by a former Los Angeles Angel outfielder during a game last summer.
Mm.
He is now suing the team and the former player, according to a lawsuit.
So the guy was doing the, hey, man, throw us a ball.
Yeah.
And he throws one to him. The guy can't catch it, and it pops him in the eye?
Yeah, he said that he threw the ball up into the stands after making the third out of an inning. And he said he threw it at a high velocity.
Okay.
And that he was hit in the head now.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, again, I know, and this story goes on, there's 1,000 details, but we see this every inning of every baseball game. You know, there. And come on, people.
What? I saw it in the Braves game the other day. This guy, he turned around, threw it up.
Well, stands. I mean, that's
everybody's
part of
going,
it.
Yeah.
Well, what's going to happen is management will now say, look, don't throw any more balls in the stands.
What?
I mean, that's what's going to happen because they don't want to risk a lawsuit.
We did the story years ago, Josh Hamilton. Yeah. The guy died. Yeah. He threw it, and the guy reached and fell over the rail. I don't guess he got sued. I don't remember hearing anything about it.
Did the team settle or something to give his family some money?
By the way,
it would make me feel bad. Yeah. It made me feel bad. I know that feeling.
Yeah, he did.
And I don't know if you've ever thrown – I mean, it would have to be thrown kind of hard to get up to the stands.
And I'm sorry the guy lost an eye in the deal, okay, but at the baseball game. It's possible to get hit by a baseball.
Yeah, that's true.
In the stands in several. I mean, they've even extended the netting out now.
Yeah.
Which I hate watching through netting, by the way.
Well, this one gets specific about the player throwing it into the stands.
Okay, and here's what I want to know. And Bubba, you've probably unfair question, but was the guy one of the ones going, throw it to me, throw it to me?
Was he just sitting there having his beer
and
dog and all of a sudden get hit with a ball?
Here's where I think that question is answered, which means they won't let players do it anymore because of this.
Yeah.
I noticed the word that his lawyer chose carefully, randomly hurled the ball into the stands at high velocity.
Any particular
person. Randomly, meaning I think he just threw it into the crowd. Anybody want this?
Right.
And I'm just guessing. You think that's what that means?
Well, I just wonder if, you know, it's one thing if I'm standing up, and I would obviously the organization, Major League Baseball organization that's going through this could go back and watch video. But if I'm the one going, hey, and it hits me in the eye, I can't sue anybody.
Like yeah, right.
Well, here's what I envision. The fact this guy's suing, I envision him sounding like
can't
that.
Do anything about the Josh Hamilton thing because can't. That's horrible.
But if this guy is sitting down and having a hot dog and a beer, for some reason that's what I've got him doing, and talking to his wife.
I don't think she's there.
Whatever. Okay. And it hits him in the eye, I don't think he'd be sued. But he may have a decent argument.
Yeah, meaning, that's my meaning,
instead of me going
foul ball,
it to me.
Foul right. ball, I can't do anything about that.
Correct.
Player randomly throwing it into the stands, I didn't expect that. I'm just playing all both sides of it. Now, what I would send him is I would send him a patch with the Angels logo on it. And I would say, what about this awesome patch?
Sorry about your eye.
For the bad
Look,
eye.
I'm sorry. Accidents happen. Yeah, at a baseball game, you assume some risk when you go in the gate.
Yeah. Yeah.
It says the guy didn't run over to his house and break in his den and drill him in the face.
No.
Well, this guy evidently has brain cancer. And his friends took him to the game to try to lift his spirits.
Dang the luck.
And he already has limited vision in one eye, and then the baseball hit him in the other
now
eye.
Now you're trying to tie the baseball to what the cancer's doing.
And his father just died before the game, too. We can put all those details.
Well,
it really doesn't
patch.
Matter.
You know what that falls under? A bad patch. Day.
And he went to Pleasant Valley, and the last puppy was already taken.
And his lake house was hit by a tornado.
Yeah. Good night.
He's going through a rough patch.
Right now.
Things happen.
That's
man.
Not a lawsuit.
You can't even go to
by
a game.
By the way, the brain cancer, now it's really gets complicated. Now, you're like, now, wait a minute. Right. Is his sight problems caused by the baseball or by the fact that brain cancer is also...
Well, I got to blame his buddies for not taking care of him. They don't see it coming?
Right.
They're saying the ball hit his face, crushed his eye socket.
It's an awful deal. I mean,
nobody's saying it's a good
situation. I think the cool patch is a nice gesture.
Here's a video package if you guys want it.
Okay. How long is
According
it?
To a here you go. Complaint filed this week in Orange County Superior Court. Here. It happened nearly a year ago during a game against the Royals. Right. Mermelstein was sitting in the outfield when he looked down to eat some peanuts.
There was a roar from the crowd, caused him to look up just in time to see a baseball careening towards his face at high velocity.
Okay.
He tried to get a hand up to stop it. He wasn't able to do it in time. It smashed into his face, and it hit him so hard that it crushed his eyeball. Kind of like a grape being hit with a hammer.
Okay. Marcero says then Angels outfielder Juan Lagares, one of the defendants named in the complaint, threw the ball to the crowd during a warm-up.
You don't throw it overhand at high velocity randomly into a crowd.
Okay, lawyer guy. All right, buddy. Yeah. We've heard
sometimes
him.
You got to get it there.
Well, I wish the lawyer guy was hit by a foul
to
ball.
To be honest, in the Josh Hamilton situation, I wish he'd have threw it a little harder and the guy wouldn't have thrown it.
Right. Thank you. You lob one, the guy falls to his death. Yeah. You throw one hard, the guy's eye pops.
And velocity is relative. Win. I'd like to see the footage of how hard he actually threw it.
Yeah, you're right. I would get up and I go, guys, I'd be talking to all my players. Here's the thing. Josh Hamilton, that's too soft. Busted eye, that's too hard. Let's try somewhere in between these two.
Yeah. Hey, y'all get in the parking lot and throw it halfway up a pine tree up there and see how hard you got to throw it to get it there. I mean, that's where if they're down in the outfield throwing it up, that's
y'all, we
pretty
can't,
good distance.
We can't live in this egg society like this. This is so ridiculous. I'm sorry the guy had the problem.
Mm-hmm.
But
it is awful.
We're going to change baseball probably over this.
No heads up
for
my buddy?
For thousands of people.
Well, I think everybody was screaming.
Day.
I get
that's why
that
he looked up.
Yeah, I get that he lost concentration because he was trying to get peanuts. I get that.
Can I tell you this? Yeah. Can I tell you why? This is why I've never understood it. We talked about it on the show. I don't know who came up with this. Heads up's the wrong thing.
It is.
It really is.
It's heads down.
Should be.
Heads up. Bam. No, heads down.
I never look.
You'd
up
like to look up.
If a ball's in the air, heads down.
Yeah,
not heads up.
Cover.
Yeah. Now, I guess burst like a grape. Heads down.
Where did that come from? I wonder.
You know, I almost named one of my bands that Heads Up.
Ooh, oh, that'd have been a good band.
I thought it was a great band name.
Yeah.
For some reason,
I see that on the billboard.
I think it started in war.
Possible.
Yeah.
Military.
Know what's going on?
I'm just guessing.
Heads Up, find it.
It's as good a guess as anything. You know it?
Yeah.
Of course, Simon Birch killed his best friend's mom by heading
sure
up.
Sure did.
Day, you know?
He sure did. And that was in a ball game, too.
It's tragic.
Yep.
Top of the hour.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
I'm going to give you almost something almost like therapeutic for you, and that is the ability to look back on some of the looks that Bubba and I have taken on over the years.
Oh, I can't wait for this.
And rip us to shreds. And I think that you want that.
Oh, yeah.
So I got an email yesterday. It was interesting. I go to a church in Birmingham called Valleydale Church. Well, Valleydale Church is about to celebrate their 50th anniversary as a congregation, okay? 50 years. And so... apparently, and Bubba will remember this, I don't. Apparently,
back in 2004, they asked us to do a video for them. This is, I was not going there then. I was going to a different church then. And it was about them moving from the current location they were in to a brand new facility.
I mean, big, nice new setup.
Yeah. And they asked Bubba and I to cut a video congratulating them on the new facility. Well, she said,
what year?
2004.
Okay.
And she said, wow. So I want to send you the video so you can remember what y'all did for us.
look how excited he's already. It's going to be
good. Now, let me tell you something. There's plenty for you to go.
Did I comment on paying the bill for it or something?
You did have a comment that was funny about tithing. Yeah. But anyway,
I
want you to prepare yourself for the look of one Bill Bubba Bussy.
Okay.
Now, there's plenty to get on me about. Plenty. Okay, this is when I had, these are the Fu Manchu years.
Okay.
Do you know what year this was?
2004.
2004.
And, you know, of course, you know, we're.
That wasn't that long.
Yeah, and you're going to see, but now this is when, Bubba.
20 years.
Bubba had come off, Bubba was like, we're on Turner South now, so I got a guy in my hair just like I like it.
Oh.
So
does he have the Tuskegee Airman jacket that he used to wear?
Maybe, but it's that
Greg,
hair. It's
but
that,
we're short and spiked.
Greg, let's not go overboard. We're letting you out from under.
Right. I love the jacket. Greg, I was just trying to comment.
Greg, Spike. Call Lisa at the bottom of the hour.
Right? No. She's got her phone. Greg, I quit paying it.
Greg, Spike in color all around.
Here we go.
Hey, Valleydale, Rick and Bubba here. Hey, first of all, wow, what a nice new beach screen.
It is, Rick. I'm impressed with this.
It's called the Grace Adventure, which means, you know, this. We need to be thinking of it like this. This is just equipping you, the congregation, to do the job that God has called you to do, and a nice place to play basketball.
And more people can pack in here for those sermons we all love about tithing.
And remember, this is only
the beginning.
Oh, gosh, that's so
look
good.
At them youngsters.
Look at them youngsters.
Good night.
Great.
Bubba, what shade of brown was that? Beaver brown?
it was darker than it is now. I'll say that.
Mine too. That's that counter that we had so close to the wall that because you had to get behind that to get to where they sit.
Oh, yeah.
And we were always bumping into each other.
Yeah. There we are.
Oh, look at them. Goodness.
Man. Young.
What's that watch you got on, Bubs?
I don't know.
Greg, let's introduce you to our new youth pastor.
I will.
That's a good look.
And didn't you tell me that the effort was just too much? You couldn't keep up with it?
Yeah.
Too much product.
Too much product.
There we are, right there.
There they are.
Yep. Styling.
Looking sharp.
You know, I thought maybe for my birthday next year I might come back with that Billy Idol blonde.
Oh, yeah.
Bleach blonde look.
Or you could just wear the visor that already has it built in.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
So there it is. So, Valleydale, thank you all for that.
That is.
And look forward to celebrating 50 years with you. All right, some other sports stories today. The SEC, Bubba.
The SEC, they've had their big
Southeastern Conference Commissioner Greg Sankey.
Yes.
He says when we get to the 2024 season, right?
Yep, correct.
Yep. Correct.
And Texas and Oklahoma will join.
Right.
We're going to be done with the East and West.
Yeah, right. It's going to stay with an 8-game conference schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Won't be 9, will be 8. But there will be no East and West, so the teams with the 2 best records, I guess, will play for the championship.
Yeah. Which means that some of these rivals that everybody says, please don't let them play each other again, could potentially end up playing each other in the regular season and playing each other for the championship that at one time were in the same side of the conference.
Mm-hmm.
So
it would be difficult, but I mean, there is a possibility you could see a team play another team 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You could play during the season, you could play in the championship, and if it's a close game, say it goes down to a field goal to win, both teams with a 12-team playoff could be in the playoffs.
Says the 8-game conference scheduled that they've agreed on will feature 1 permanent opponent, meaning they're always there, and 7 rotating opponents. Yeah. I like that better. You're going to see a matchup against teams that don't play enough more.
Right. Well, right now with the 8, you have 6 that are always the same and 2 that rotate.
Yeah. I want to see some of these teams that never play each other in the regular season play each other more.
Right.
Yeah. So I like this better.
Kirby, and we're going to like it even more when they move to 9 games.
Right.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Kirby Smart had a comment here in this on the 8-9. He said it's really not an issue. He said the way it is now, like when Georgia went to play Mississippi State, he said the last time they had played was like, where is that at in here, 2010 or something. With this home-and-home rotation, you will play every team every 4 years.
See, I like that a lot.
So before, if you go, if you're an athlete and you play 4 years, you will play everybody in the conference at least once.
Yeah, one of the – like I hate that we hardly ever see Alabama and Florida play and Alabama and Georgia play.
Right.
In regular season, and this will solve that problem. Mm-hmm. You know what?
Yeah.
So
I'm just thinking about teams that I can't remember the last time they played, like LSU and South Carolina.
Yeah, there you go.
Or Florida and Texas A&M. I don't know. I just can't remember. Somebody's probably screaming. They just played each other. Right. But you just don't hear that a whole lot.
I think this is much better. And I'm like you, Hams. If I could get that 9-game schedule now, it really got me something.
Well, think about this. You got when they go 9 games, you're going to have Oklahoma and Texas.
That's right.
Also added to the mix. So it's going to get exciting here in the next couple of years.
Well, think about this now. The Red River – they used to call rivalry. It shootout. They can't say that anymore.
Right? No,
that will be a big SEC showdown now. You'll have Texas A&M playing again as an SEC game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Those are games we need to see.
Yeah.
Those are good games.
Yeah, they are. So this has been decided, and then, of course –
and they'll do that for 1 year, and then in 2025 possibly take up the 9 teams, but they're not sure.
Yeah, they'll reevaluate.
Hopefully they will. Also, if you are a college baseball fan, here we go.
Boy, this is a great weekend.
Starting today.
You got all the baseball you can stand for the next few weeks.
We are going to push our way to the college World Series. So they are underway. The Division I baseball championship starts today all over the place.
So you have regionals this weekend, mm-hmm. then super regionals next weekend,
mm-hmm.
and then you're off to the World Series.
Omaha.
To Omaha.
There you go.
And the girls' softball is going on right now, World Series.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Saw some of those games. Some good playing.
Yep. So there you go. All right, we'll come back. Your phone calls are next, 866-WE-BE-BIG, whatever's on your mind. Super P ready to go. All 10 lines available. And we'll chat with you and find out the topics you want to discuss. Respond to anything you've already heard. Bring up your own topic. All of that coming up. Also, don't forget, if you haven't shopped for Dad for Father's Day, hit rickandbubba.com. The store's got some great ideas.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Bubba, calls are drifting in. One thing we did not get to, and we've been meaning to for days now. Now, I'm not going to go down this road because I don't know if this is tied or not, but I am going to say it looks like, unfortunately, that Jamie Foxx, whatever happened to him and whatever may or may not caused it, I think that's a better way to say it, has been left paralyzed and blind.
Now, Rick, do we know that for sure? Because we heard he was in the hospital about to die. Then his family said, no, he's at home with us.
Yeah.
I mean, do we know?
He's been in a rehab facility.
Some kind of rehab.
We reported in Chicago that deals with stroke victims. So everybody was assuming here or there. Then Mike Tyson in that podcast came out, said that's what he thought it was.
Yeah.
Then yesterday on social media, this rumor went around. But then some reputable reporters started reporting what they were saying. And so it's all lining up, but we do not know for sure.
Yeah, now this is allegedly, reportedly, that they're saying that this is the end result. Now, there is also another, path that people are saying it's tied to complications involving the COVID-19 vaccine. That, of course, is unsubstantiated, but that is being discussed, saying that he had a pre-existing situation that he wasn't aware of. And the combination of it did not go well with his body. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But we do know that there's some mysterious thing going on with Jamie Foxx in his health. And unfortunately, it doesn't look good. So, but, I mean, he's alive, but it looks like that he may have some serious end results.
Well, I hope that's not the case.
Yeah, well, let's hope that's not true. Anything else that fires you up at all? I mean, there's a few other here, but nothing
Adler,
really.
Adler's got something.
Adler does? Okay, there he is.
I don't know if there's any truth to this blind thing, but I found this picture of him online.
That's when he played Ray Charles. Okay, that's when he played.
That's a good one.
We had a few of those jokes during the break, but we thought we would not air them.
No, it's not.
Chris Eagle.
I got confused.
Right. Shouldn't you be driving your van somewhere?
Scaring kids.
All right, here we go. I'm moving the mic away.
Ever since he's got this van.
I know.
Something's up.
It's giving him a boldness.
It has. Yeah,
I love that van. I just cruise around like I'm just cool.
By the way, we gave away the gift card. We gave away the DVD Blu-ray of Jesus Revolution
I didn't want to give this away because I didn't want the excitement to mess up the last 5 minutes of today's show. Everybody gets a ride in Adler's van.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
All at once.
You know, he could take them a spin around the complex here, all three buildings. That'd be a pretty good little lap.
Let's do it. You guys have to come too, though.
Let's go to Iowa, Des Moines, and Rich is standing by. Rich, welcome to Rick and Bubba. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. Hey, first, can I call shotgun?
Absolutely.
Hey, I saw something on Twitter, and I know we don't can't take everything face value, but hey, what's going on with The Chosen? I love that show.
Yep.
And I hear they're kind of going woke.
Well, there is, and I don't think it's a rumor. I think it's been confirmed that this actually did take place. Bubba, help me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, I was reading on it this morning.
Yeah, but there apparently on the movies, not movie set, I guess you would say, where they shoot the series, that the month of June, which started, there was a pride flag that was there. And from what I've gathered, and we keep seeing, is that the people with The Chosen are not denying that it was there, but what they were saying, it was there just because there's an individual that is working on the production. And I will break it to all of you out there. Now, we all have a right to how we would say it should be handled, which we can be very opinionated about that. But I think you need to understand that just because a production may be presenting a biblical story or presenting biblical history, the actors they use, the cameramen they use, the supervisors they use, the craft services people
all the support people.
They don't vet all that, and all of them are devout followers of Jesus. They're just trying to get the best people that are good at what they do, and sometimes with that, you deal with people who say, to us, this is just a story, and it's Pride Month, so we've got our pride flag up. Now, if you want to be critical that they shouldn't have allowed it to be on the set and say, if that's your personal belief, that's fine. You can certainly keep your job, but we're not going to be down here shooting something that features, you know, God's standard and Jesus as the Son of God and have that flag out here open on the set. I think that's a reasonable critique.
I do.
Yeah,
I do.
And I agree with you on that. But you need to understand that just if you start going down the road that everybody who puts these productions on and what The Chosen people are saying, why don't you let our content be how you judge if we're doing a good job with this presentation of Scripture? And some people have been even critical of the content.
Yeah,
and some of that has – let me tell you what I'm afraid has happened, and I hope it doesn't. And it's you see it with Christian music. You see it with a lot of things. You see it with big-time evangelists. You see it with mega churches. Is that all of a sudden this thing starts becoming so big and so popular that the things that would make what you're doing not that popular, you start compromising because you're kind of enjoying that it's become popular. Now, I'm not saying that – I don't know these people's heart. I'm saying that's a legitimate – trap that people have been caught in many, many times. Suddenly I was out here singing for the Lord, but now I kind of like the packed arenas. So anything that I might say or sing that might keep the arena from being packed, I kind of shy away from that. And then before you know it, you've gone from I'm here to present Jesus unapologetically to I'm presenting a more palatable version so I don't make anybody mad that may not watch us anymore or don't want to work for us or that kind of stuff. And Jesus said, no, I'm pretty divisive, and if you're not willing to take that on, then you're not really truly following me. Now, I'm not accusing the people of The Chosen of doing that, but I'm saying I think it's legitimate to say that's bad judgment on allowing that to be there openly on the set.
I think where there may be an issue is some of the actors on the set are now defending the flag and being critical of the people who said something about it.
Right.
That may be where we end up with a problem. Hopefully not. I think what they've done from a production standpoint has been very good.
Yep. But it's concern because now it seems we're hearing one thing after another now, and it's a hard line to walk.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Thanks for listening to the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba.
To catch the entire show and for all things Rick and Bubba, go to rickandbubba.com, spell out AIM.
Lord willing, we will catch you on the next edition of the Rick and Bubba Show.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.